This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, December 7th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Senate Democrats offered a proposal to end the government shutdown, that in exchange for a one-year extension of health care tax credits and a plan to continue broader talks. The proposal swiftly rejected by Republicans. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Democrats would back a bill quickly to reopen the government if it included the one-year extension of tax credits to bring down the cost of health insurance premiums. Majority Leader John Thune said the proposal was a non-starter. Thune said the Senate is likely to work through the weekend, although the timing of a 15th vote on the House-passed continuing resolution still unclear. The EPA today announced 14 new small refinery exemptions for oil refineries blending biofuels. The move brought quick criticism from renewable fuel interests. Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association says the EPA's announcement provides no clear direction.
The ethanol industry in recent weeks has been running at record high rates. We're cranking out a record volume of ethanol, partly based on the assumption or the expectation that EPA is going to finalize these RVOs for 2026 and 27 and include reallocation of these past exemptions. But we don't know for sure if that's going to occur. So it creates instability in the marketplace and really creates just a layer of confusion that we certainly don't need in the industry today.
With a stalled Congress, Cooper says action on year-round E15 legislation is going nowhere, and recent trade talks have created no opportunity for additional global sales.
China was once one of our top export markets for ethanol. We're not seeing any indication that ethanol was included in any of the negotiations or the preliminary deal that was struck with China during the president's recent visit. So that market remains closed for all intents and purposes to U.S. ethanol, which makes this announcement from EPA even more alarming. We need market expansion and new markets and new opportunities, and giving refineries an excuse to stop blending renewable fuels is the exact opposite of what we need right now.
Today, Clean Fuels Alliance America urging EPA to quickly finalize the overdue renewable fuel standard rule for 2026 and 27. Ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, Amy Klobuchar, is this week's guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers. The Minnesota Democrat sat on the Supreme Court's hearing on the Trump administration's use of global tariffs. She doesn't believe the president will prevail.
Some of the most conservative justices, like Justice Gorsuch, were very good. He said, you know what, this is Congress's power. If you're going to take taxpayer money, I think his words, out of someone's pockets, it's Congress that's supposed to do it. And these tariffs are basically about taxation. And Article 1 of the Constitution says that's Congress's job.
Klobuchar says justices identified the core language of the statute in question.
This statute the president relied on, called IEEPA, it doesn't even have the word tariff in it. I think that Justice Kagan at one point said, you know what, you have all the words you want in that statute, but there's one that's not there. And it was such a broad-ranging decision to do across-the-board global tariffs and then to use this statute that hadn't been used before ever in history for these tariffs.
Klobuchar expects a decision by the end of the year. In other news, Klobuchar expects legislation to provide financial assistance for farmers to be considered, but says there is more work to do.
But what I would like to see is actually a farm bill, and I'm not going to stop, of course, this from happening, and I understand why it's necessary. So I think you could do a farm bill that takes on things like some rural development issues. Senator Hoeven and I have a bill to increase the loan rate for our farmers.
AgriPulse Newsmakers is available now at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Join more than 5,000 farmers and ranchers from across the country at the American Farm Bureau Convention, January 9th through 14th in Anaheim, California. The convention and trade show are open to anyone who wants to learn more about farming, ranching, and agriculture policy. Register today at annualconvention.fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.